ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be asking a question. And this question is about repentance. And specifically, we want to ask, when is repentance accepted? Or how do you know that the repentance that you made, that you performed, it was accepted by God? Because, you know, we don't get a letter from God that says, hey, you know, you have been forgiven. So how do we really know that we've been forgiven? Or what is the criteria that we can use to assess whether our repentance has been accepted? You know, this is a question that we can find the answer to in the Quran and also the Hadith. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: but acceptance of repentance is not for those who go on committing misdeeds. So it kind of indicates the fact that if you continue in your misdeeds, your repentance, it won't be accepted. In continuation, Allah says, when death approaches any of them, he says, I repent now. Nor is it for those who die while they are faithless. At the time of death, apparently, repentance has not been, it will not be accepted, and it's not acceptable. Also, we have some hadiths which indicate certain conditions for the acceptance of repentance. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, a man who repents before he sees the angel of death, Allah will accept his repentance. This kind of indicates the fact that at the time of death, again, that repentance is not acceptable. What is more, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said the following: when the soul reaches this, and he pointed to his throat, there will not remain a chance to repent for the knowledgeable man. But there will remain a chance for the ignorant one. This indicates the fact that there's an exception to this general rule. And if it was a person, knowingly he committed sins and knowingly he disbelieved, then this person's repentance, it won't be accepted at the time of death. But if the person, he was ignorant, and then at the time of death, he kind of learns that he was wrong, then maybe this person's, his repentance, even if it's at the time of death, it will be accepted. What is more, Imam Ridha alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, the Imam was asked about the reason for Allah's drowning the Pharaoh after he believed in him and attested to his oneness. He replied, because he believed after he saw the wrath of Allah. And belief at such a time is not accepted. Right? So I guess the general theme is, you know, and this goes back to a very basic principle and a tenet of within Islam, and it's that the value of every action is, it kind of hinges and depends upon two things. First of all, the person should do it based upon reason. It should stem from a proper understanding of why that thing is necessary and good. And also the person, and this the second one is also tied up to the first one. The person should have performed it voluntarily, right? At the time of death and at these kind of times, according to, you know, what we've learned about from the Quran and these kind of things, is that Allah's signs become manifest for a person, and he begins to witness these realities that he's been told about, directly witness them. So actually believing in these things at this time is not similar to the case where somebody believes in something through reason and through his aql, right? For this reason, and because of this, the person's, his faith, he doesn't really have the same kind of value. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the conditions for repentance and when it is accepted. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.